This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined, hopefully, by Mark Williams, who's the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. And Mark is making his way from his home in California to a press event in Chicago. And he was supposed to touch down and be in a cab and be in his hotel by now, but you never know today how your travel is going to go. So hopefully we'll hear from Mark sometime in the hour. He told me on Friday that there were lots of things that he had to talk about, lots of things happening in the pickup truck world, lots of things happening in the sport utility world, and of course, Mark is just coming off the New York International Auto Show. Telephone-wise, we got a toll-free number for you. It's toll-free from anywhere across North America, and that number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer sending me an email, that's fine as well. Why don't you shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. That's bob@autoworldradio.com. Or if for whatever reason you have any problems with that, bob@boblongradio.com will suffice as well. We have a trivia question left over from a previous hour of the broadcast, and it's about the Dodge Demon. Not the new Dodge Demon for 2018. That's the one that's been getting all of the headlines of late, but the original Dodge Demon. When did the folks at Dodge sell this two-door fastback coupe variant of the Dart? So I'm giving you a hint here. It was definitely, of course, a Dodge product, and it was spun off the Dodge Dart, and it was a two-door fastback coupe. So that's the last time it was in production. They had a roadster concept of the car shown by Chrysler back in 2007, which was kind of like a Miata-esque vehicle that never saw the light of day. And, of course, the 2018 model is the highly modified Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Coupe variant of the present 2017 model that will be sold for the 2018 model year. And in limited numbers, 3,000 are set to be built for the United States, 300 for our friends in Canada. So if you want one, you better get one. And the folks at Hagerty Insurance are the official insurers of the vehicle. Evidently, Dodge was concerned about perhaps some insurance companies really charging an awful lot for the insurance of such a powerful vehicle. It is the world's fastest vehicle for the moment. 0 to 60 in a second. Can you imagine that? 0 to 30 in a second. 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. Can you imagine that? That's remarkable. There are a handful of cars that can run 0 to 60 in the twos, but no one has got it down that low to 2.3 seconds except the Dodge Demon, and pulling a 9.65 in the quarter mile at 140 miles an hour. It's been banned by the National Hot Rod Association because it is so fast, it requires a roll cage. So that's the reason why it's been banned. But this is 100% street legal, running on street legal drag radials made by a tire company called NITTO, and they've also put a whole lot of engineering work into the vehicle. I've been studying it for quite some time, so I know a little too much about the Dodge Demon, but I'd like to know about that original Dodge Demon, which was spun off the Dodge Dart as a two-door fastback coupe variant. So give us a call and take a guess. We would love to hear from you, to say the least. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Or if you prefer to send me an email, please do so at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Before I get into telling you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles this week, just want to once again reiterate what our guest had to say in the first hour of the broadcast. We had from the and we have great sponsors here on the show, and we want to salute them all. We want to salute everybody at J.C. Whitney, in particular Rob Molnar, who's a regular contributor here to the broadcast. We also want to salute Haynes Manuals. Haynes Manuals have been around for a long time, and the good thing is they're now available online, so you don't have to necessarily buy the manual, the book anymore. You can use your tablet or your smart device and bring it out see a lot of multimedia images, extraordinarily well done. We'll get Jamie on from Haynes Manuals in the not-too-distant future. Always enjoy having him on board. And, of course, we can't forget the old car guy himself, Don Jones. If you're looking for anything in the realm of classic car parts, rare parts or unusual parts, if you're looking for parts from salvage yards, that's Don's specialty. He is truly one of the top people in the country when it comes to that, and the largest provider of Mopar parts in the entire country. And you can call him, Don. This is his personal number. I can't believe he allows me to give it out on the air here, but 314-306-7507. So, again, if you're looking for a fender for such and such year vehicle, if you're looking to buy a fire truck, if you're looking to buy a classic vehicle or sell a classic vehicle, he's got some great listings up and some great prices. Just taking a quick look here, 1941 Plymouth for $1,500. Here's a 1964 Barracuda for $7,000. And an American Fire Truck, that's the brand, a 1985 America Fire Truck for $4,000 even. I thought it was more than that, but $4,000 even. And, of course, we want to salute our great AMSOIL supporters, George Douglas. His webpage is thelubepage.com. And we also want to, that's Dan Watson's thelubepage.com. And we also want to salute George Douglas with his webpage, which is oilhelp.com. And if you missed his appearance in a previous hour of the broadcast, he's saying if you call up or email them with a question, they're going to put you into a premium position, have a kind of a VIP membership, so to speak, where you'll be able to get products at wholesale prices. So as a favor to me and to Auto World, please give him a call at 800-887-6698. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The way is clear. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We're waiting on Mark Williams. He's the head guy at PickupTrucks.com. Mark has been making his way from his home in Southern California to a press event in the windy city of Chicago. And through planes, trains, cabs, and automobiles, we are very fortunate to have the man himself joining us live. Hey, Mark, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your patience, and I hugely apologize.
Oh, believe me, traveling today in 2017 is not easy. You never know when your plane is going to be late or something's going to happen. It's an adventure every time.
Yeah, and I always think I'm leaving plenty of time to get to where I need to be, and I should just start doubling all the amount of time I try to figure out how long it's going to take me to get someplace nowadays. Too much traffic, even on a Sunday.
Yeah, no, it's very true. Absolutely. You may be under embargo and can't tell us why you're in Chicago. And if that's the case, I fully understand. But if you can give us a hint, that would be cool.
Let's see. Well, I am under embargo.
Okay.
Let's see if I can be clever and not get myself in trouble. there's some interesting things that are going to be happening in the next couple of years. I'm here for some discussions on specifically the half-ton pickup truck segment, and without naming any names, they are manufacturers that are gunning for Ford. So that's about all I can say.
Wow. So that's a lot to be gunning for. I mean, it's hard to believe. As I've mentioned before on the program, I kind of grew up in a Ford family. My mom and dad bought a lot of Fords, Galaxy 500s, and T-Birds, being an only child. The large birds were our family car, basically. But ever since the F-150 caught on fire, Ford has become such a truck-centric company. And all you have to do is go into a local Ford dealership, and you'll find the number of trucks that they have in stock far outnumber the number of Mustangs or Fusions or other vehicles.
Yeah, it's very true. It seems like a lot of the companies nowadays are either doing very well or not doing very well on how well their pickup truck sales are doing. But I think you're right. Ford is the classic example of that. A long time ago, they put in motion a very long-term strategy for their light-duty pickup trucks and their heavy-duty pickup trucks. And now it looks like they're going to start bringing back the Ford Ranger in a couple of years, too. So I have no reason to believe that they're not going to do very well in that segment, too.
Oh, absolutely. Did you happen to make it up to the Big Apple for the New York International Auto Show?
I was not there, but all my Cars.com compatriots were up there swamping the show. A lot of car news this year at the New York show.
Yeah, no, that's true, absolutely. And a number of SUVs and crossovers made their debut as well. And it's interesting that we're finally going to see the long-rumored Hellcat-powered Jeep Grand Cherokee. We've been talking about it for a number of years, but not the Trailhawk, it's the Trackhawk. And,
right.
And no question, this is going to be the most expensive Jeep, I would imagine, to date.
This is it's going to have to be their top-of-the-line model, because this is the one that's going to have the 700-plus horsepower, 707 horsepower, 645 foot-pounds of torque. That's a monster. Although I wasn't at the New York Auto Show, I was at the Moab Easter Jeep Safari, and they did simultaneous reveals of that vehicle both in New York and in basically a big parking lot in Moab, Utah, where it was swamped with Jeep enthusiasts, mostly CJs. You know, there's a lot of four-wheel drive trails around there, but they drew a huge crowd. It had to be a couple hundred people looking at the debut of that vehicle, and they never fired it up, unfortunately, like they did at the New York show, but they did open the hood and let us take a look at that beautiful 6.2-liter engine.
Yeah, it is definitely a beautiful piece of engineering, and it will no doubt someday be a collectible vehicle. I can't imagine that they're probably going to build that many of them. But some other SUV news out of New York surprised a lot of people, and that's Buick with a midsize SUV as well as, dare I say, wagon variant.
Yeah, that got a lot of attention. The wagon in particular, I think I saw that on the internet and on a lot of the Facebook live feeds and a lot of the videos I think I've seen from the show, at least at least 90% of them identified and called out that new Buick. It would be very good for Buick to be able to get on a new design track that starts catching fire here in America.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I know they do well in China, but still here in America, I'm not particularly a big fan of their design language. Another question I get thrown at me from time to time, because there's been rumors about it, is Mercedes as well as Lexus, are both of those luxury brands kind of tinkering with the idea or perhaps doing some sort of luxury pickup truck mark? What's the latest on that?
Yeah, the Mercedes issue, I haven't heard anything about Lexus. They've played around with a lot of different ideas that never seem to see the light of day. But if Lexus wanted to do a pickup truck, or if Lexus wanted to do a minivan for that matter, it seems like Toyota is pretty well positioned with that brand and with the parts and pieces to be able to make that happen. But to the best of my knowledge, I've heard nothing on that end of it. Now, on the Mercedes end of it, Mercedes has entered into a partnership. I don't think it's as official. I forget the legal language is astounding when it comes to how manufacturers start talking to each other. There has to be memorandums of understandings, and then memorandums of cooperation, and then legal partnerships, and then actual cooperation. There's just so many different terms. But Nissan, or Renault and Nissan, and Mercedes have decided to joint partner on a small global pickup truck. So the next generation Nissan Navara, which we know in this country will be the new Nissan Frontier, is working with Mercedes to provide them a platform for a pickup truck that they're going to sell around the world. Now, Mercedes has not given any official or even hints that they think it's a good idea to come to the U.S. market with a mid-sized pickup truck, but it kind of stands to reason that they have the credibility, certainly on the luxury end of it in this country, that if this mid-sized pickup truck segment here in the U.S. takes off, and there is an appetite, or they find that there is an appetite for a $40,000 or $45,000 small pickup truck, we've already seen that there's a $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 appetite for full-size pickup trucks. The half-tons and the heavy-duty pickup trucks sell that at that price quite often.
All the time.
We don't know about
absolutely.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race.
This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you so much for joining us here on the program. We've got a great guest, one of the top journalists in all of North America, all of the world, editor-in-chief at PickupTrucks.com. I worked alongside Mark at Motor Trend Magazine. Mark was also the editor-in-chief at Truck Trend Magazine as well, but now you can check out all kinds of wonderful news at PickupTrucks.com. And speaking of that, I get a lot of questions about the upcoming Jeep pickup truck. And Mark, I noticed it was just a few days back that you wrote a little update on that.
Yeah, one of the reasons I like to go to the Easter Jeep Safari is even though Jeep hasn't made a pickup truck in a while, there's a lot of very cool big rigs and pickup trucks that are towing Jeep to that big off-road event that they have every single year. But this year in particular, I wanted to go and talk to Mark Allen, who's the head of Jeep design, has been there for, well, since they've made this huge comeback over the last decade. He's essentially been responsible for that. And he had a chance to sit down with me. We talked a little bit. There were a lot of things that he wouldn't talk to me about and a lot of questions that he wouldn't answer, which tells me a few things. And then there were also a lot of things that he was happy to talk about, too, namely some of his thoughts on the Honda Ridgeline and even the new Nissan Titan, which is just out in the halftime segment as well, too. But we got some pretty good, both confirmed and fairly solidified ideas about what this new Jeep pickup is going to be when it comes out in the next 2 years. Next year is the brand new Wrangler, which a lot of Jeep people are waiting for. And a lot of that same technology and platform structure is going to cross over directly into the new pickup truck that Jeep's going to offer that comes out a year later.
And this is a highly anticipated vehicle. Lots of folks have been wanting Jeep to do this for quite some time. Mark, was there any questions at the at the Moab event about the pickup truck where people trying to get the inside scoop?
Yeah, I'm sure there are people out there who know more than what I know, and I'm sure there's people out there that know less. But at least I'm there at the event, able to ask people questions to see how they react. And Jeep has a lot of suppliers that are there too, a lot of partners that Jeep uses, whether it's with Mopar or whether it's a lot of the other companies that they work with for aftermarket parts, or just people who are very excited to be there. What's interesting is that Jeep, in particular Mark Allen, usually brings a lot, if not all, of his design and engineers that work at Jeep that are usually down in basements or locked away in drafting rooms. He takes them out and brings them to Moab and lets them go on Jeep trail rides. And he brings out past concept vehicles that they've built. And every year he's got a new batch of Jeep concept vehicles that he's allowed his designers to put together. And these aren't concepts like you would see at an international auto show that are only supposed to look pretty on a rotating dish or a plate. But these are vehicles that are meant to go out on trails and be driven. But when you start calculating how much time and effort and custom parts are on those vehicles, you're literally watching people drive million-dollar vehicles on the trail, and that's always something that's very interesting. But to get back to your original question about the Jeep pickup truck, yeah, it looks like we've seen a couple of different spy photos, and from listening to the way that you guys are talking, it looks like it's going to be clearly a mid-sized pickup truck, because we have to remember that FCA has Jeep and they have Ram truck. And Ram makes pickup trucks, right? So they have to be very careful about what a Jeep is and that it doesn't interfere with what possibly Ram might do in that mid-size segment as well. So they have to be very careful about making that Jeep look very much like a Jeep, which is why it's going to share a lot of the parts with the new Jeep Wrangler that's coming up. But it's also going to have to not interfere with any customer, Ram customer in particular, that might be interested in a vehicle that has that capabilities as well. So it's a very interesting dance that they have to be very careful with, because no other manufacturer has that issue. Not GM. I mean, Chevy and GMC have kind of mapped out similar but different territory than one another and seem to be doing very well. There's no reason to think why Jeep and Ram couldn't do something very different and distinct as well.
Absolutely. There's plenty of room for it. Another spy shot that you've got on pickuptrucks.com is a look ahead at a 2019 half-ton crew cab of the GMC Sierra. What can you tell us about this vehicle, Mark?
Yeah, it's always tricky when our spy photographers find either Chevy or GMC badge vehicles, because obviously they share the platform. They share a lot, just about all of the components that go into that vehicle, except for trim level distinctions that they've been very good about in the past. So for some reason, GM was testing their new half-ton platform that's due to come out, obviously 2019, hopefully by the third quarter of next year, we'll get a chance to start seeing exactly what that's going to look like. But you could definitely see the GMC grill that was on the vehicle being camouflaged with the screen netting on the front. So for whatever reason, they decided to identify that particular platform that they were doing both hot weather testing and they were doing high altitude trailer testing with that vehicle. But I'm guessing they're going to want to do a lot with weight savings and a lot with fuel economy. I mean, both of those things obviously go hand in hand, but this is a big deal. 2014 is when we had the last big revamp of the GM half-ton pickup trucks, and obviously that did well until the 2015 all-aluminum body F-150 came out, and it seems to be crushing the industry right now. So it's interesting to see what kind of tricks they're going to have to pull out. They're going to have to do it on fuel economy, and my guess is, and some of the scuttlebutt, at least in the industry, is that they're going to try to use a little bit more aluminum in order to save weight. So that'll be an interesting decision on their part since they've made such a big deal about how their cold rolled steel is so much stronger and better for customers than the aluminum pickup bed in particular that the Ford F-150 uses.
Yeah, that certainly is a controversial bit of advertisement, and I get some emails about that. Ford customers worried about the aluminum, but from anybody that I've talked with who has owned one of the new aluminum-bodied F-150s, and certainly from all the journalists that I've talked with, and I've driven one myself, I mean, they really did their homework on this aluminum-bodied F-150. They got some great aluminum experience during the time in which Ford had the premier automotive group and introduced aluminum body panels to Jaguar and some of the other brands as well.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That's where they got a lot of their motivation and a lot of their learning curve was done on those high-dollar, relatively low-volume vehicles, and it seems to be paying huge dividends right now.
At the 2017 auto show in New York, the folks at FCA showed off some new Ram 1500s in very exuberant colors. FCA seems to love to come out with some very very flashy, very retro-inspired fun. There's no other way to say it. Colors. Tell us a little bit about these colors when we come back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation with the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. His name is Mark Williams. My name is Bob Long, and if you have a question for Mark, we've got an open line for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, The Old Car Guy. That's the oldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Mark Williams is with us. He is the man in charge, the editor-chief of PickupTrucks.com. And again, we're taking your questions, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. And don't forget, you can dial us up at 855-660-4261. Before the break there, we were talking a little bit about Ram 1500 going bright in New York with some rather wild colors. Tell us a little bit about this story, Mark.
Yeah, well, it's no secret nowadays, especially if your vehicle isn't due for a complete redesign, to do a good job with special editions. So Ram has been killing it lately with special editions. They did the Ram 1500 Rebel, which has been a huge success for them. In fact, the exterior design of that look with the front grille that has the big swoopy line in front that has the big RAM on the front and on the tailgate, they've carried that over even into their Power Wagon as well, too. So you have a very interesting set of vehicles that look very similar, like they're in the same family, but also project a very... Oh, maybe aggressive isn't the right word, but a very masculine look to the thing that's resonating very well out there with the general consumer. But for the New York Auto Show, they didn't have any big news, but they had some bright colors to put out there. So they had a Ram 1500 Sublime Sport. So this was a bright, slime, neon green that was magnetic for people who were walking around the New York Auto Show. It literally lit up whatever part of the room that it was, you know, being driven in or being parked in. And you know, almost requires a pair of sunglasses to look at it. But it's going to be eye-catching. They'll probably make a few thousand of them. If it looks like it becomes more popular, they might extend that a little bit too. But they also put out a Ram Rebel blue streak. So this was a kind of a, I don't know, to call it blue isn't quite right, but it's a bright, deep blue, almost a metallic shine to it that is going to be very eye-catching as well, too. So there's nothing from a platform or technology point of view that's new, but these are dramatic-looking vehicles that are going to turn a lot of heads if people plunk down the money for them.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about the 2017 Easter Jeep Safari. That must have been a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun because you're with people who are obviously taking a lot of time off and bringing vehicles that they've spent a lot of time on. So it's just wonderful to be in a place where people aren't just parading their vehicles around, but they're actually working on them for, you know, 11 months of the year and then bringing them out to an event like this to actually use them out on the trail, to take them to places that in their wildest dreams they could never imagine walking to. I mean, they're driving to these spectacular backcountry areas that you probably know about the area quite a bit too. There's Arches National Park is right there. Dinosaur National Park is right there. There are some just spectacular, just beauty, just absolute beauty that this country has to offer that in no other way would you be able to see that area unless you had those vehicles that were capable of conquering those type of extreme 4x4 trails. So it was very cool. But there's also a ton of Raptors out there, built-up Chevys, lifted Rams all over the place, too, towing Jeeps. So we saw a six-wheel drive, long wheelbase Jeep that had a steam engine under the hood and a huge locomotive wood-burning canister in the back in order to heat up all that water they had back there. There is spectacular amounts of creativity at this particular event that just drives up and down the street, but also goes out on trail rides over the course of the 2 weeks that they have that jamboree. So it's a very cool event. I would highly recommend it. It's a beautiful part of the country that the Colorado River just cuts through deep canyons. You can take a boat out on the river if you want. You can, go out on some fairly easy dirt roads to get up into areas that you'd never be able to get up to. But if you have a well-built Jeep, there's all sorts of different trail rides that you can sign up for and go out with people who are very comfortable and familiar with that back part of the backcountry. So it's a very fun place to be, and I'm sure I'll be back there next year as well.
And, Mark, you have some wonderful photography up. Folks should check out pickuptrucks.com and just click on 2017 Easter Jeep Safari, not just for Jeeps. So Mark's got some absolutely fantastic shots there. As we look ahead to the next generation Wrangler, I mean, that's going to be a difficult assignment. That's kind of like being assigned the next generation Mustang or the next generation Corvette. It's such an iconic vehicle. What do you know about the next generation? Is it going to step away from the past, or are we going to see more of kind of a reinvigoration of what we have now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, the Wrangler is the pinnacle of what Jeep is defined by. So what Jeep capability is for that Wrangler just trickles down on every other vehicle that's offered. So is the Wrangler going to be something that they're going to take a huge risk and go in a completely different direction and maybe do independent suspension and give it some kind of car-like new interior? I don't think so. I can't imagine that with somebody like Mark Allen at the wheel of their design team that he would ever let something like that that would literally be a slap into face to all the hardcore Jeep guys that are at this Moab event that Mark makes a point of bringing his entire team to every single year. I don't think there's anybody that understands, just like you mentioned about the Mustang, maybe the Corvette is put in the same category as well, but you have to be incredibly careful not to upset your existing fan base at the same time you're trying to reach out a little bit further each time with a new design to bring new people in. But the last thing that you can do is offend those hardcore people that you know are the heart and soul of what that brand is all about. And the Wrangler embodies that. So if they went away from live axles, I would be surprised. Maybe there's a clever and ingenious technology out there that hasn't been shown or highlighted on any other vehicles yet that maybe they come out with. Maybe in that situation they might be able to do something dramatically different, but until then, I mean, they're going to have to stick with some very, very comfortable and consistent technology that they've been using in the past. But the interior, that's where I got a lot of hints from Mark Allen that he's going to make a lot of big changes to what the interior of that next Wrangler is going to look like. I think customers are ready for something a little more sophisticated than that kind of flat face gauge cluster and dash that the Wranglers have had to deal with in the past.
That's a really good point, and that's a good place to start, no question about it. Folks, when you get a chance, check out pickuptrucks.com. Mark has got all kinds of great stuff up there. Anything that's coming up that you'd like to plug, Mark?
Well, we've just spent a lot of time testing three-quarter-ton pickup trucks. Last month, we did three-quarter-ton work trucks. Next week, we're going to do a full story on three-quarter-ton, top-of-the-line, premium package, four-wheel drive, crew cab, $60,000, $70,000, $75,000 trim package. So three-quarter tons, not the sexiest pickup trucks in the world, but we split it in half between work truck testing and fully loaded testing. So that'll be an interesting thing that's coming out on our website next week.
Absolutely. Folks, check it out, pickuptrucks.com. And, of course, we're running out of time here, but next time you're with us, we should have a discussion maybe after you get back from your event that you're at now. Talk a little bit more about the future of pickup trucks and whether we'll indeed see electric pickup trucks, whether we'll see hybrid pickup trucks. I'm sure those are things that the manufacturers are working on and pondering, and that's another kind of difficult line to cross, and you don't want to alienate your old customers, but there's some pretty hefty CAFE requirements around the corner. So I know Ford has announced that they're going to have some sort of hybrid variant of the F-150, and I'm sure they're not the only maker, Mark.
No, that you're exactly right. Big change is coming up probably in the next maybe less than 5 years, but definitely in the next 5 years, we're going to see some dramatic technology.
Absolutely. He is Mark Williams, the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Mark, thanks for making time out of your busy schedule to join us here today.
Thank you, Bob. Next time we do a full show, I apologize for being late again.
No problem, my friend. Enjoy Chicago. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.